Clarion Associates presented the first of three modules it's investigating and heard public input. Module 1 takes a look at zone districts and permitted uses in those districts. Residents brought up concerns about combining some districts and restricting building development, such as combining R3 and R4 districts. Columbia resident Phil Warnkin says he's interested in listening to the ideas for changing the ordinances.
My wife and I own some rental property, and so that's a real concern with us, the so-called R3, multifamily residential. As I understand it, they're going to simply, right at the outset at least, just lump R3 and R4 together, which is no issue. I think that's an obvious a change.
Clarion Associates says its main goal is to update subdivision and zoning districts in a way that does not require hearings for zoning in front of city council as often. The company says it wants to create a unified development ordinance as well as target controls for downtown. Right now, there is no draft for a way to address C2 zoning in downtown, but by October, the company hopes to have a draft of suggestions by then. Community Development Director Tim Teddy says he looks forward to the changes.
Well, it's a long process. It's ordinances generally are fairly dense. They're not the most interesting topic, but I think we've picked a consultant team that can enliven the discussion of it, and we've been getting some positive feedback so far on their efforts, so we're pleased with what they're doing.
Clarion Associates will work with Pharrell Madden Associates for Module 2 and 3. Module 2 will show form and development control for zoning districts. It will be presented in October. Module 3 is a draft of procedures and enforcement and will be presented early 2015. All the models will receive feedback from the general public and from city staff. They'll be combined into a longer draft, combined as a single code, and will be presented in spring of 2015. Samantha Ware, KBIA News.